Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the du'as that are to be made for the deceased. So we're doing the various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read in the janaza salah for those that have passed away. And we explained that if a person knows only that du'a that we have been taught, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, then it's fine, he reads and he suffices on that. If a person doesn't know that also, then he should read some small dua for the deceased. Very simple dua, Allahumma ghfirli hayyina wa mayyitina. He just knows that part, he can make that part. Ideally, he should read the whole dua, and if he knows more duas, he can read more duas for the deceased. So anyway, we're doing the various duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, and he would make for the deceased. So today we do the last two أحاديث عن هذا الشيخ واثلة بن الأسقع رضي الله عنه قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على رجل من المسلمين فسمعته يقول اللهم إن فلان ابن فلان في ذمتك وحبل جوارك فقه فتنة القبر وعذاب النار وأنت أهل الوفاء والحمد اللهم فاغفر له وارحمه إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Wasila ibn al-Asqa' radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in salah, that is janaza salah, for a deceased person, and I heard him saying, oh Allah, referring to this person. He's addressing Allah Ta'ala, and then he's referring to the person that had passed away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, so and so person is in your security and under your protection. So save him from the trials of the grave and the punishments of Jahannam. So nice things. Oh Allah, this person that has passed away is in your security and is under your protection. He's got your divine protection, oh Allah. So save him from the trials of the grave and save him from the punishment of Jahannam, that is hellfire. You are the being who fulfills promises and is worthy of all praise. Oh Allah, forgive him and be merciful to him. Surely you are the all-forgiving, the most merciful. The last hadith, عن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله عنه أنه كبر على جنازة ابنة له أربع تكبيرة فقام بعد الرابعة كقدر ما بين التكبيرتين يستغفر لها ويدعو ثم قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع هكذا وفي رواية كبر أربعا فمكث ساعة حتى ظننت أنه سيكبر خمسا ثم سلم عن يمينه وعن شماله فلما انصرف قلنا له ما هذا فقال إني لا أزيدكم على ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع وهكذا صنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه الحاكم وقال حديث صحيح. Here we learn something about the fourth takbir, that when a person is making the fourth takbir of janaza, immediately he doesn't make salam. Although after the fourth takbir we don't read anything, but there should be a slight pause. And after saying the fourth takbir of janaza salah, then we see that imam makes salam, but it shouldn't be something that is immediate. There should be a slight pause and then making salam. And we'll see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaching us this. So here it is related by Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu anhu that he said the takbir, Allahu Akbar. So Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu anhu was the imam. He said the takbir, Allahu Akbar, four times when performing the salah for his deceased daughter. His daughter had passed away, he was the imam performing the salah. After the fourth takbir, he remained standing for as long as he stood between two takbirs, seeking forgiveness for her and supplicating. He then said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do so. Another narration says it a little bit different to this narration. He said the takbir for the fourth time and then he remained silent until I thought that he would say the fifth takbir. The narrator of the hadith is saying that after the fourth takbir he paused. He remained silent. So I thought maybe now he's going to say the fifth takbir. So when he turned around, we asked him, what is this? He replied, I will not make you do more than what I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. Or he said that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So here we see that after the fourth takbir, there is no fifth takbir, but there is a slight pause and then the salam. It shouldn't be such that Allahu Akbar, Assalamu Alaikum, Warahmatullah, Assalamu Alaikum. Allahu Akbar, pause for a while. Even though nothing is being recited in this takbir, after this takbir, still a slight pause, This was the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, and then the salam should be made. This ends this chapter. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We see the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for both the living and for the dead. So if you try and learn these du'as, as I mentioned, even if you don't learn it, if you can print it and you can keep it somewhere, so at least when you're making du'a for the deceased, we can match the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How better, is there any better words we can get than the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to make for the deceased? Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.